get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
You are welcome to the fellowship of the saints today, where light dominates darkness, where solution comes for every situation. For you and I to be uppermost in God's heart and remain relevant both to this world of today and Christian world in general, this edition of Voices from Zion is written titled, Be Converted to a Little Child. Let's take our reading from the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 2 and verse 3. Be converted to a little child. Matthew 18, 2 and 3. And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. He said, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hey, that you will not even make heaven, except you are converted to a little child. Hallelujah. There is a test you and I need to carry out on ourselves from time to time. Am I not stepping out of divine boundary? You need to carry out that test on yourself all the time. All the time. You know, God uses me a lot, and every one of you know. But I relate with everybody as friend. Amen. I don't like it when people are calling me unnecessary respect. And I've been talking to people around there, please stop calling me daddy. I don't want that name. I'm not daddy, please. Amen. And I don't want anybody to worship me. I'm a human being. Thank God for what He's using me for. Hallelujah. You know something happened in the Bible. Jesus was going to Jerusalem and He got a donkey and a colt. Now people were throwing palm front, throwing all that things before the donkey. But when Jesus came down from that donkey, nobody referred to it again. Hallelujah. May God not leave you alone. All this God using us, and people are loving us and bound to us, giving us money, some people sowing seed into our life. If that God left us, we'll be as ordinary as you. And may I say this, no matter how God use any man for you, don't turn them to God. Don't idolize them. Praise the Lord. Let me take this preface. We have come to an age where almost everyone thinks they know and can handle all situations of life. And that is a lie. You don't know. You don't know enough. Very many see themselves as capable enough to tackle all problems that come their way. Many are yet to realize that technology gets us nearer to man and far away from God. Some of you that have been online today, have you prayed 1 hour? Have you read scripture? What message have you listened to today? As in recorded messages that you have listened to today. Technology has gotten us closer to man and far away, seriously, from God. You can access human knowledge through human device, but getting to God is not by pressing technological device button. Somebody will say, but there is Bible app on my phone. Amen. Go and try this. Study Bible on your device for 1 week. Now drop that device and study Bible alone without device for another week. You will come back to testify. I told somebody, I said, does your Bible receive notification? He was looking at me. Amen. Because while you are reading the Bible, calls are coming in. Notification of all kinds are coming in. Your eyes is being strayed to some other things on the phone. Only a Christian that have been converted to a little child have the ability to wait on God to do what He says at all times. Yes, God might have told you that this is what I want to do with you or do through you. And it has not come to pass. It takes being converted to a little child for you to wait until God does it. For you to wait. The world of the unsaved is totally immersed in confusion because their personal human destruction and degradation can be handled by the limited man. Now, put it in a simpler English. What the devil is using to destroy you, no man can deliver you from it. Amen. I was in Abuja and I sat in my brother's shop. And my brother's shop, there's a malam in front of the shop that was selling provision. And I saw a man behind the kiosk. He was smoking. And my brother tapped me and said, "This man smoking is a medical doctor." I said, "Ah, are they not the one that are saying that smokers are liable to die young? They are the one that says smokers." He said, "I didn't believe." So I, you know, that's what Yoruba call ofintoto. Amen. I like to find out the truth. I sat there until when my brother received a call on his phone. And then my brother said that I was hearing because the phone was in loudspeaker. And then they were actually calling from the hospital and say, "Is the doctor with you?" Because his phone is in the office. So my brother and I said, "Yes, the doctor is with me here. There is somebody he needed to attend to in the hospital. And he has not finished smoking. In my presence, he put out, he dropped the cigarette on the floor, used his shoe and matched it, and bought Tom-Tom, bought sweet, and licked it, and cleaned his mouth, and drank bottled water, and went into the hospital. Who should know better about smoking? A medical doctor. But he couldn't refrain himself from smoking. Yes, it is dangerous to health, but there's a spirit behind it. A man cannot help you. The other day I was coming from a church program and we had some stopover. Where we had the stopover was a bus stop. And I saw cigarette packs, several packs, empty packs on the floor. I didn't know it was cigarette pack, but the drawing on the pack was drew. I saw a drawing of a good heart and a burnt heart. And then if you see of cigarette packs and the number of smokers sitting around that place, you'll be asking yourself, do they saw the picture on the pack? Hallelujah. You will ask yourself that. With what is drew on the pack, amen, there must be something that there's a spirit called spirit of addiction. Get you addicted to what will destroy you. No man can handle it. Only God can handle it for you. Only God. Amen. As long as you are always in charge as an adult, you are bound to keep failing or suddenly fall off. I mean, you die. Amen. Some people, you cannot advise them. They will not listen to you. There are some that if you dare correct them, they are ready to fight you. They are ready to battle with you. How dare you correct me? How dare you tell me what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what I'm doing is wrong? Are you my teacher? Are you this? Some people don't want to become a Christian on one condition. They said they don't want any man like them to be telling them how to live their life. How will you tell me I cannot come to church anytime I like and live anytime I like? What concerns you with my finance? Why will you tell me to be bringing 110%? They don't want to be under any tutelage. They don't want anyone to venture into their lives. So their life is like a city with a broken wall. Amen. May the Lord have mercy. Now, be converted to a little child. It means be teachable. Characteristics of a little child. Every normal child are open-minded towards their parents. How many of us are open-minded towards God? Let's speak the word parents as God. Hardly will you find a little child keeping malice or being resentful. In fact, some little children goes with what their parents choose for them. Some of us are resentful. I heard a lady saying that I can never marry a man from the East. What about that is where God has prepared for you a man that will make you happy for life. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me recently, not even just this month. He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Where am I from? I'm a Christian. I'm from Jesus Christ." He said, "I mean, which state in this nation are you from?" I said, "It doesn't matter. The day I gave my life to Christ, I became a Christian. So I am from the country called Christ." So he told me the church is attending, where he came from. I said, "The day I gave my life to Christ, the Lord has regenerated me. I am no more from that, my father's town. I am now from Christ." And I said, okay, I understand now. Hallelujah. A real Christian can marry another real Christian. That's just it. The blood that washes me is the one that cleanses you. And there's no international Jesus. You know those things they used to say that Christianity is a white man, is a white man religion. It's a lie. It's not. Most white men rejected him. Go to Israel today. Some people are still worshiping idol there. Hallelujah. There's no country of the world where Christianity is their major religion. Amen. Go to Philippines. They have their gods. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of us will go with what God chose for us? A man, very pathetic story. Before he got married, he went to pray. He prayed about it, and the Lord spoke for through a prophet that this lady you want to marry, when both of you get married, she's going to be good to you. You will have children. You will have more money, but the end will not be good. The prophet told this young man and the mother that this lady you want to marry, she's a good lady, but the marriage will not end well. He said, go and marry somebody else that both of you will manage for a while, but later in life, you will stay together and all your children will stay. Now, the moment they left the prophet, the mother said, well, this one, that our life will be better, let's go and marry this one. We'll be praying for her. And he went ahead and had it. The marriage broke after 25 years. The man died alone. No child could help him in his deathbed. It's a pathetic story because I attended the burial. Hallelujah. Your family I knew very well. This man, before he died, told me the story by himself. He said they told me. I was told that day, but my mother, the mother was alive when he died at the age of 68, thereabouts. Amen. May the Lord visit us in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, these little children, they take their parents by their words and totally lean on them for supply. When they say, Junior, don't worry, I will pay your school fees next week. Your child has already believed you for it. My daddy will pay my school fees. But if the teacher asks him, where's your school fees? My daddy will come and pay next week. Are you getting me? How many of us, as what God told us, we hold him by his word? How many of us? May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. They take to correction and obey commands without retreat. Now, when we are younger, as a little child, we have some people in our compound where no matter the movie you are watching in your house, in your room, they will never, those children will never enter your room. Why? They will say, my mom said we should not enter anybody's room whenever she's not around. There are some children, when I was growing up, that if you give them food, they will not eat it. Anything you give to them, they will take it to their parents. If you give them money, they will not spend it. Hallelujah. They will not spend it.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Looking into the scriptures, we dug out the following. When Adam was a little child, he enjoyed divine companion and was in charge in the Garden of Eden. How many of us today will be at the roadside? You want to cross the road to the other side. And a five-year-old girl, little girl, is beside you saying, Daddy, please help me to cross the road. And you will look away. You won't. Even without her asking you for help. Do you know I've seen where a vehicle park and stop other vehicle for your little children to cross. You see, if you are converted to a little child, I'm telling you, you'll just be enjoying jolly ride, favor everywhere you go. Amen. You enjoy jolly ride. But many of us, we know, we understand. And nobody should venture into your life. Amen. I said something years ago. I said, I don't correct our adults. I don't correct our adults. Maybe because I've not made myself to be feared. The way I relate with everyone, this makes it very hard for some people to relate with me. I've seen people I've talked with, do this, do that. Amen. They just step out of the instruction and do theirs. Amen. I was asking one of our ladies this year, not quite like, I said, but when you change university, you did not tell me. See, actually what happened is, he said, why don't you tell me? Hallelujah. Why don't you tell me? Amen. You know, some of us will not want to poke nose too much into your affair because we don't want you to insult us. Hallelujah. God will have mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Jeremiah said he couldn't forbear because the word of God was like a fire in his bone. When you find a man of God looking out for you, trying to correct you, trying to tell you things, it may be God pushing it inside of him. Amen. Maybe God, I tell him. Maybe God. It happens to Jeremiah too. Amen. He enjoyed every aspect of his life until he goes against the order of his parents. He remained in the garden until he suddenly became adult. Amen. If he remained a child, and Eve said, look at it. The serpent gave me. And I said, you to take. I said, no. My daddy, God, said, I must let him come. When God come, I will collect it from your hand. Praise the Lord. You can't poison a little child that obeys the parents. You can't. Something happened in a family. This sister took her two daughters to go and spend holiday with her senior sister. And in the night, when that family want to eat, these two girls, they refused to eat. They refused to eat the next day. And it was like, I'm your mom's elder sister. They were hungry. Now, the mother had to call and say, give them the food. Now, the mother talked with them, eat it, don't worry, eat it. Before they could eat. Hallelujah. Some of us, we can even eat inside the public market. We can eat inside public toilet. There is no place we cannot eat. Amen. I've received some instruction from God that if you are not a little child, it will be hard for you to do it, to obey it. And I'll be sharing some of them here. Amen. Let's continue. So also are many of us today, we act as if we know by wrongly explaining God out of the context of his word and when to live our day-to-day life against what he ordered. You know, there are people that they needed health. They wanted to be healthy. And the Lord will tell them, don't eat in any restaurant again. Eat at home. Eat at home. Hallelujah. I had a very good experience this month. I traveled. So when I got to where I traveled to, one of my surprise, you see, anything God tells you, he will keep it. He will help you. If he tells you anything, he will help you. Before I left for that journey, I was actually going somewhere when the Lord said, no, go to so-so place, to so-so mountain. When I got there, when they were attending to me, they told me that we have a personal kitchen here where you can cook by yourself whatever you want to eat. I was like, wow. Say, yes, say, on this mountain, we have restaurants, we have markets, and we also have personal kitchen where you can come with your pots, come with this and that, and cook by yourself. I said, well, it's God that sent me. Hallelujah. What about if God said for you to enjoy your health, you must stop that particular food you love the most, and your body always crave for it. Amen. But some people will find it difficult to do. I've had people sharing testimony about their sweet marital relationship with me in seminar everywhere. I do point out some things from their life, and that is they did not know who they love to marry. They marry someone that God gave to them. Hallelujah. They marry someone God gave to them, not somebody they love to marry. He or she wasn't their spec at all. But as they get into the marriage, because the Lord says, they discover that, thank God I married this man. Thank God for this lady. Amen. But there are some people, if you don't speak good English, they will not even stay there to listen to you. Amen. So many people today explain God out of the context of his word and want to live our day-to-day life against what he ordered. By the time you start hearing something like, Bible did not actually mean we should not steal. You want to support yourself. Bible did not actually say we should not lie like that. If what you are facing will take your life, you can lie. Where did Bible say so? Some are propounding theories that make them look less towards God and focus more on self and today's world or even the devil. You know, I am one of my friends visited someone and to get something from him, we want to use his vehicle. May God bless us with our own in Jesus' name. And he was teaching us what he used to get favor. He uses his own urine early in the morning to get favor. I want to tell you how he uses it. Hallelujah. Solution is not in us. Our solution is in God. Your solution is not in another man. You don't need anybody to carry sacrifice for you. You don't need it. So let us reason with the following. These following things are what some people have argued over and over. And it will take a little child. If you are not converted to a little child, you will live against it. You will argue it also. Number one is the issue of tithes. Issue of tithes. Now, throughout the Bible, in Leviticus, in Genesis, in Hebrew, in Malachi, you will never see where it is written, don't pay tithes. Even Jesus in the book of Matthew 23, it never says, don't pay tithes. Hallelujah. Let's read one of these scriptures. Malachi 3, 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, and neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. You see, there's no better way to explain this scripture apart from using our testimonies. For instance, in this ministry, I notice many of us, we are living beyond our normal natural level. Some of you here in this place have watched your life so much. The level you are operating is beyond the level you are naturally. You are achieving things. For instance, whenever we go out for our outreach to train students, I did calculation one time. We spent millions. And I was wondering, where did this money come from? Hallelujah. The last training we did this year, we did not take any offering for it. The training took care of itself. Hallelujah. So, Bible says here, bring you all the tithe into the storehouse. Your tithe should be paid into the house of God. But many will argue this to any level. They will argue it. Come down to our mommy, our daddies, people that use kiosks and shops in this nation. They pay trade permits. And you can't argue it, you have to pay. Some landlord pay land use charge. And you can't argue it. You just have to pay the government. Why are you arguing 10% with God? Amen. Why? Why? There are prophets of doom and preachers of all kinds that even preaches against tithing. They preach against tithing. Some people say, actually, in the New Testament, there was no commands as such that we must bring a fixed amount to church or to Christ. Is give as you will. I used to tell them, if you remove Genesis from Malachi, remove it from your own Bible and stay with New Testament. And come and see how your life will be. Amen. And immediately start stealing. It's not in the New Testament that thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. It's not in the New Testament too. And start living negatively to everything commanded by Moses, by the prophet, by the law of God. And let's see what your life become. Let's see. Praise the Lord. There are Bible teachers of doom and preachers of error around us today. As I'm speaking to you, I found it difficult to pay tithes before. In the house I was living, I was a beggar. But when God opened my eyes to the mystery of tithing, my financial tightness left. I can't boast of millions, but I'm doing things worth millions. Amen. There is no week somebody don't do me one favor or the other. No week. No week. I think that's the best way to explain this tithe. No week. Since I've been paying tithe, I've not lost any precious things. God is my witness. I've not lost any precious things. Robbers have never broken into my building, into my place, since I've been tithing. I have tithed myself into security and out of doom. Hallelujah. 10% won't kill you. Some people were asking some questions. Is it on gross or net? Where do you want your blessing to flow from? On gross or net? Answer now. So, shows where my own understanding of paying on net and gross. If you want God to take care of everything, pay gross. If you want God to take care of some things, pay on net. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have them all around. They speak against paying of tithe. Yet, if one gives a close look into their life, you will notice the absence of God's real blessings. Amen. Those people that speak against tithe, look at their life. Try to study of their life. One man was speaking against tithe and he was on 1.5 leg. One leg is normal, the other leg is not normal. I said, that's it. Look at my two legs. They are very normal. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's tithed. I know how many times the devil wants to kill me, but he lost it. He lost. Amen. You are not normal. You are still speaking against the settled word of God. How will your life be settled now? How will your life be settled? You know, I don't listen to people that quote outside the scripture, that tell the story when they were not there. Actually, the reason why God told the children of Israel to be paying tithe is because they offended God. It's not in the Bible. That Melchizedek that Abraham paid to, it was just once. From that, Abraham did not pay tithe again. I don't listen to that because it's not biblical. And if any man or any brother or any sister could deceive you through the word, it's because you are not deep in the word. Hallelujah. Bible is the same. It's written in several versions and languages. Why not study it by yourself?
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.